Hello and welcome back to the UK's number one retro gaming podcast, The Retro Asylum. Jim here, doing the whole Back to the Future thing to introduce a very special episode that myself, Dean and Chris O'Regan recorded recently. We spoke to David Ogier, the face behind the Vectrex Mini that's currently smashing it out of the park over on Kickstarter. So before I hand you over to Dean, be sure to pour yourself a brew, check out the Kickstarter for the Vectrex Mini, and I shall hand you over to Dean.
Hello and welcome to Retro Asylum, David Ogier. Is that right? Did I pronounce it right that time, David?
Perfect, perfect. Ogier, it's perfect.
And let's explain to our audience, you are the man behind the Vectrex Mini Kickstarter campaign.
Yes, it's me. Thank you so much, Envet. Yeah, I am the man behind this campaign and this project, this crazy project of the Vectrex Mini. And I'm very glad to be with you guys too tonight. It's really great.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure. And I've got to say, congratulations, because it got funded within 12 minutes, I believe.
14 minutes. 14.
14.
I'm
still not understanding what is happening. It's
not just exploding kittens. Let's not get carried away.
It's amazing. It's really amazing. So
yeah.
It's great. Well, I can't
Was you
say,
expecting it to be so popular?
No, of course not. We have reached in 10 hours what I would think we would reach in 1 month.
Yeah.
So after that, I don't know what to expect.
Yeah. It's garnering such a huge amount of attention, really, from all sorts of quarters, unexpected quarters.
Yeah.
Mainstream press is picking this up. I'm sure you know this. It's what's going on? Because speaking as a Vectrex owner and also a Vectrex fan for many, many, many years and owner of one that's working, Dean. Sorry.
Yeah.
Chris, no need for that,
But I can explain a little bit.
Please.
I told that already, but I think we made a very nice job on going to meet people around the world with my community manager Priam, who is really a great guy. I hired him 1 year ago, 1 year ago in December, because I wanted him to work on the Vectrex.com website. So it was empty, just few stuff on this, nothing important. So I said to Priam, please try to entertain this website. We need articles, we need infos about the original Vectrex, the games, the homebrews, everything. So if you can do that each week, you can do one or two articles to fill the Vectrex.com through months. So when we will be ready for the Vectrex Mini, the Vectrex.com will not look empty. And also, if you can take care of Vectrex on X, on Facebook, on Instagram, and TikTok. So put your articles also on social networks to advertise people who are interested in Vectrex. So he did that, and 4 months ago, 5 months ago, I went on the Vectrex Fan Unite. Is a very big group of Vectrex fans. On Facebook, and I've announced that I'm working on this project of releasing a Vectrex Mini. The welcoming was not so warm. People were very surprised because I was not interacting with the group. I didn't post anything before, and it was my first post saying, "Well, it's me, David, and I'm doing this project, Vectrex Mini," and people were very surprised. So after that, I got a feedback from a guy, a wonderful guy from Germany, René, and René is a guy who's taking care of the retro part in Gamescom. There is very big retro booths on Gamescom with many people's museum. There are you guys from retro games. For example, I saw Darren from Retro Games over there, and many wonderful people, the guys from Intellivision, fan group, etc., etc. So Rene offers me the possibility to have two tables at Gamescom to show for the first time the Vectrex Mini. I said to Rene, it's great, thank you. I will definitely come and we'll show that to the people, and good. And I was really not expecting what happened in Gamescom. It was five day of madness. I don't know how many people I saw on the Vectrex Mini booth, but every minute there were somebody asking questions, wanted to try it. And I have so many people coming on the booth only for that, coming at Gamescom only for the Vectrex Mini. And that was really, really impressive to see.
Wow. I've been to Gamescom. It's a wonderful expo, by the way.
It's a big event, isn't it?
It's 250,000 people from across Europe, not just Germany. A lot of French people, a lot of Swiss people, all from across continental Europe go to this amazing event. I've been there. The masses of people is just incredible. But they've always had a very large retro section. People don't know this. Yeah. They think Gamescom is new games. And it's true, it is. 80% of it is new stuff. But there's this other section, which you're right, you were obviously proudly stated there.
And we were so much welcome from everybody, and the journalists and the people, and also the guys from Intellivision, who told us, you have to come to Portland. You have to we invite you on our bus, and you put your Vectrex, and it's going to be great. So okay, I'm going to Portland, and that's just after Gamescom. That's where I get the attention of Chris from Games You Loved, and we get in touch. We were following each other on X since years, and I love the way Chris talks about retro gaming, and he was following me, so we talk in private on X, and he said, your project seems really interesting, let's talk about that, let's work together, because it was just finishing the Spectrum Next 3 campaign on Kickstarter. That was really amazing. I bought two Spectrum Next 3. one purple one and one black one, the guy made $3.5 million on this project on a Spectrum that is really a pure English computer, but I loved, because I love Sinclair's computer. I'm a deep fan of Sinclair's computer. My first computer was a ZX81. And I got many Spectrums, and I also got all the electrical vehicle from Sir Clive, the C5, the two bikes he did, the A-bikes and the Zyke. So I'm a really huge fan of Sinclair. So
me and you are going to get on, David, that's for sure, because I'm a huge ZX Spectrum fan as well as being a fan of the Vectrex. So that's good to hear. And you're right, Chris has done wonderful work with the Kickstarter campaigns for the Spectrum Next.
Yeah, we had him on the show, didn't we, during that campaign? Lovely stuff.
It's a great guy. He got a lot of very good advice for us, and it helped me very, very much. So I'm so grateful to have him on the board for the campaign. And I think it's part of the success, because he told us what to do, and he told us I was ready to launch the campaign at the end of September. And Chris Alden, he said, don't do that right now, because you're going to Play Expo, you're going to Portland. You will have Paris Games Week at the end of October. You can't run a campaign and do all these events showing your Vectrex Mini around the world at the same time. It's going to be exhausted for you, and you're not going to do that well. So keep that steady and start at the beginning of November. And so you will have one more month to tease about all this, and one more month to meet people, to show the prototypes to people. So, and it was right. And I think that's right. That's why it started so quickly, because we had time to show around the world to people our project, our ideas, our concepts, and the feedback from the public was really great.
Has the product itself, like the vision of it, changed much from what you took to GDC? So, or did you take to GDC pretty much like a finished thing? Obviously, like software and stuff like that is going to get tweaked, but the vision of the product,
I didn't have the vision. It's not my idea. I met Julien, who is a guy who owned the Vectrex name, the brand, the Vectrex name brand. It's a little bit different because we don't, as you saw, we changed the logo for the new Vectrex Mini for two reasons. One, I thought it was good to have our own identity because this is Vectrex 2025. This is not Vectrex from 82 or 83. Mm. So we need to do something new for us. And also because didn't have the right, the IP for the logo, the original logo, and which logo to choose, the American one,
because you've got the European two, one. Yeah, the MB Vectrex or the GC.
Or the Japanese spaceship, light-speed spaceship, like they said. So we wanted to do our own identity. So this guy, Julien, he's got the Vectrex name since 23 years, I think. So it's not just a newcomer on that kind of stuff. And he went through a first project that was really great. I think you heard about that. It was Vectrex Regeneration, the application that was on iPad and works with the case, you know, the little cabinet that works with the iPad. And this guy Anton did a wonderful job on this application, but it was not successful. It cost him a lot of money, and the application didn't sell very much. So he dropped this out, and it was, I think it was 15 years ago. And I've still got
that app on my phone.
Yeah, and don't change your phone because
it, no.
Yeah, the file does the application doesn't exist anymore on the Apple store. So 10 years ago, I met Julien at my hairdresser. It's a true story. And my hairdresser, she said, "Let's talk with Julien. I'm sure you had something to exchange together. He's a great guy." So we became friends quite instantly, and he told me he got this Vectrex brand and wanted to do something with it, but he doesn't know what to do. So when the minis start to be released, like the NES, the Super NES, and everything else, I said to Julien 5 years ago, I said, we got to do a Vectrex Mini. I think this is a good idea. And I saw this YouTube channel made by this guy, Eric. Mm. Sorry. Retro Relix. The guy lives in Corsica, is in the south of France, is very special guy. I love him. And he just have made a Vectrex Mini for himself. And I contacted him and I said, Eric, you have to do that for me. You have to do a new prototype for me so I can do something and can try to sell it and do a mass production of your idea. And I think the size you have chose, the idea you got for your prototype is really great. So let's work on that. Let's take your prototype as a basis. And let's do my prototype that is just here, and try to find a way to produce it in mass production, and that's where it starts. So I didn't choose the size. Eric was already the size for me. So it's just half the size of the original. But also, the idea is because it's a 5-inch screen. And so why a Vectrex Mini? Because I think it's going to be your next question. And why not a real size Vectrex or bigger one? For many reasons. First, I wanted to... This is my first electronic project. I went from an edition company. I got a big edition company in France. I don't know if you read fantasy books in England, you guys, but I got authors in my edition company, like David Gemmell, Stan Nichols, Graham Joyce, people like this. We got a lot of English authors, really wonderful authors. David Gemmell was such a great guy. So I did that for 20 years. And before that, I have launched the Lucasfilm, the Star Wars magazine in France. That was my first company with Patrick Giraud, a friend of mine. So I'm very used to do edition, books, things like that for public, but never an electronic product. So I have to go step by step to do that kind of stuff. And the Mini seems to be a reasonable idea. Not too complicated, not too big, not too expensive. That's really important, to be below 200 euros, below $200. Because after that, I think people, they already have a lot of doubts on my abilities to finish that project. And I can understand them. It's not the first time a Kickstarter fail of delivery and things like that. Remember the St. Clair Spectrum Vega Plus. I put some money into this one. So anyway, I wanted to do a Mini because I need to do something I can really master. So 5-inch screen is a very standard kind of OLED screen because we need OLED technology for the rendering of the vectors. And you can have that on the shelf in any major company in China or in Taiwan. It's very easy to find a 5-inch OLED screen. Also, the resolution is only 800 pixels by 500 pixels. It's not high definition. And when you look at the rendering of the games on this screen, it's okay. You can't feel the pixels. There is no scales, and it's really good because it's small. If we had a bigger screen, like 7-inch or 9-inch, we needed to use a HD OLED screen, and it's much more expensive. And the power behind that to run smoothly the emulator would have been really much more complicated. So that's why we choose an ESP32, because it's a very cute and enough powerful processor to run the emulator, the VEC-X emulator that we're going to completely reshape. But that's all these choices that determined the size of the Vectrex Mini. And the way also to do it, to be able to do it easily. I don't want to spoil that. I don't want to ruin the idea. So that this size of Vectrex could be done. It can be done.
Yeah. Is that what Eric had running on his Vectrex Mini? Because I loved that that interface.
No.
Looked really, really nice.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask as well, has it been quite difficult to sort of, as you've been developing, that's the software side of it, has it been quite difficult to not modernize it too much to keep it authentic?
It's something we get to work on that just after the Kickstarter. That's the first thing I'm going to work. It's the way of displaying the games. And I think it's going to be a multiple interface look. I like the look of a simple list of games.
Yeah.
But I know people prefer to see little pictures of each game. So
yeah,
I think you're gonna have a menu when you can choose the kind of display you want to have. It's gonna be better that way. We got enough memory in modern PCB, modern electronics to do as we want for the menu. So it's gonna be customizable. That's a word.
Yeah.
Sorry. So tonight I've got some difficulties to speak in English.
No, don't be silly.
Fine.
Something I was going to ask you, David, you mentioned about the negativity when you first announced it on Vectrex Unite. I think a lot of people don't quite understand that, because they wanted a CRT vector monitor in it.
Of course.
These things can't be made anymore. There's nowhere making these things. So this is why you've gone with the OLED screen.
And even if I could have a CRT monitor, I'm not sure I would have done the Vectrex Mini like this, because it would have also, again, it would have been so expensive, so difficult. We need to do, with the Vectrex Mini, we are doing some kind of homage to the original one. It's not, I'm not trying to be compared to the original Vectrex. It's not possible.
No.
But the Mini is a way of having something fun on your desk that will display the time, because it's going to be converted to a clock. And and also you can play off one of your favorite games for a few minutes, and it's okay like this. I don't have the feelings it can be a console that can replace the original Vectrex. It's not possible. But to have that like an homage, like a reminder of how the Vectrex is wonderful, that's the idea. That's
really
the idea.
Well, I think that little screen is looking really, really beautiful myself. I mean, when, especially if you're using a proper overlay over it.
Yeah, yeah.
Gives that impression.
I've got here the overlays from Lawrence and Jim, who did Lawrence the printing UV overlays.
Yes.
And
it's blacklighter.co.uk.
It's such wonderful job they did for the Mini, because when Lawrence contacted me on Facebook, he said, I'm doing this UV overlays for the big one. Never heard about that, but because it's in England, I'm French, and anyway. Yeah. And I said, okay, that looks really interesting. And he said, I want to try that on the Mini. Okay, so I sent him the 3D files, the 3D printing files I'm using to print the shell of the Mini. So he had the exact size to try to make the overlays for the Mini. And when I went to Play Expo, Lawrence was very, it's amazing. It's an impressive guy. He's very tall.
He's
very large.
He's very lively.
He's impressive.
He's
very lively.
He's a fun guy.
I love him. And Jim came with the little frame of emitting the UV, and it's magical. It's really magical. So it's not going to be part of the Kickstarter, because I met them too. It was too late to organize that. But I'm sure, I know Lawrence wants to do something when the Mini will be released, and he wants to. Probably you will do a bunch of overlays for the Mini, and it's going to be really great. It looks really great on the Mini.
Yeah, it looks magical, really.
I love it.
Are there any plans for the overlays for the Mini to allow for indie games to be played on it? Because there is an SD card to the machine.
Yeah, I got the question every time.
Yeah.
We're gonna have 12. No, we're gonna have 14 games, because we exploded every street code. just want to go, but it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be broke again. But anyway, we're gonna have 14 games in the Mini, and it will come with 14 overlays. I've got. But here, the Mini overlays. We're gonna print that for the Mini. And many people ask us, well, but for the other games, what can we do? So I think we're gonna produce overlays for the other games, the other original Vectrex game. You will be able to buy that on the website. It's not gonna cost a lot, because it's only small overlays. And if we have people who are producing homebrews that want to be put in the Mini, I don't know how, because you have to dump the original cartridge and add the binary file to put in the SD card, like on a record box or thing like that, emulators of all sorts. So I don't have the feeling that the guys who are doing such a wonderful homebrews like Virzan or all the great homebrews that have been made in years want to be hacked on the mini. So I don't know. I've got a very nice discussion with few people who told me perhaps there is a way to publish the homebrews on the SD card for the mini and find a way to have this like an original with a serial number, a thing like that. I really have no time right now to think about that, but it's really an interesting subject. And I've been contacted by so many people who wants to program new games just for the mini. So I'm sure I'm going to work on a SDK to allow them to have all the possibilities to develop something on the mini and also to use the color capabilities of the OLED screen, because all the games from the original Vectrex are black and white, but now we get an OLED screen. We can add some colors into that. No need for an overlays. And I've got also the question that if you don't add the overlay, you will be able to display virtually the overlay in front of the vectors, because we are doing already that for Mindstorm, for all the original games. So you can choose if you want to display just the vectors or the vectors with a simulated overlay.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's not mine. It's already been done for the emulator on many platforms for the Vectrex. So we don't want to do something different. It's going to be easy. You put your file, you put a JPEG or PNG file with the same name. Just the extension is different, and on the SD card, and the emulator will detect it and allow you to display or not the simulated overlay. So it solves the problem of having physical overlay if you don't have them. But we also thinking of printing more overlays than we are going to do for the games that will be included with the mini.
Is the emulator sort of strictly Vectrex, or is it capable of running sort of arcade vector games as well? Or I'm just thinking, you know, something like what the Vec Fever would do, for example.
Yeah, no, I think with the ESP32, it's going to be only Vectrex games.
Yeah,
that's okay. As I say, first step. So let's do only Vectrex game for the moment. Let's see later if the mini is doing great, so I'm sure it's not going to be the last Vectrex I'm going to do, really. I'm paraphrasing Steve Jobs, but I'm deep fan of Steve Jobs, and I remember him saying it's not going to be the lonely iPhone we are going to do, and we are 17 iPhones since.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if it's going to be 17 Vectrex, but I'm sure we'll try to do a bigger one, another one. I don't know yet. I've got many ideas and many people asking me, but it's going to be, if we're going to do something else with the brand Vectrex, it's going to be very different than the Mini. The Mini has to remain the Mini. Something you can have, I said, on your shelf, a really great homage to the original one. And if we do something different, it's going to be another console.
Yeah. I was going to ask about the book.
Yeah.
The Electric Lines book. So yeah. What's that? Because as you said, your past is in publishing or of books
and
stuff.
Of course.
So tell us about how this fine.
It's very simple. But, well, as I mentioned, I was an editor, so I love books, really love books. So three years ago, time's running out. I made a book with my friends. We got a podcast in France named Total Tracks, and we are talking about soundtracks, film music. And we are very, very big fans of Jerry Goldsmith. So we got this opportunity to publish a book about Jerry Goldsmith. So I did that 3 years ago with, it's not Kickstarter, it's a French platform named Ulule, but it's the same kind. No, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is the same kind of platform. It runs well. I did the book. The book was released. Not like the American one, but was not released because there was an American book that just been kickstarted and never been released. Our were released. I wanted to add a book in this campaign because since 4 years, 5 years, I'm working on the Vectrex Mini on this project. I've collected so many documents on advertising, documentation, manuals and technical information, graphics, lot of things on the Vectrex. So I said to my friends, yeah, I'm going to do a book. I'm going to write a book on the Vectrex. So now I'm an expert on that. I think it twice. And I said, no, I can't do that. I'm not a writer. Not yet. So I'm going to ask somebody who knows really how to write and knows really well about the story of Vectrex. That's where the name Douglas Alves came up. You don't know Douglas because he's a French guy, but he's part of one of the biggest association of retro collectors in France named MO5.com. You can go on their website. MO5.com is really huge. They're just going to open their museum in December. And I know their collection. It's amazing. You can't imagine how many stuff they got. So Douglas is part of this wonderful association, and he's a professor. He's teaching video games history to his student, so he knows really well his subject, and he knows especially well the subject of the Vectrex because he's a Japanese he talks Japanese very fluently. So he has a very strong contact to Japanese fans, and he knows especially a group of Vectrex fans in Japan. And he told me they had amazing stuff on the Japanese Vectrex. So you're gonna have great stuff on the Japanese part of the Vectrex story. So it's gonna be really interesting. So it's 200 pages, full color. It's a big format like a coffee table book, and it's going to be great. It's going to be great because I love books, and there are so many nice stuff. I want to have photos from the kiosk, the original kiosk, and probably the blue bubble kiosk that is also amazing, and there will be a lot of stuff like this in the book. So for Vectrex fan, it's going to be the ultimate book. You have to get it.
Nice.
Very nice. Yeah. I was going to ask, just going back to the software, a few emulators for the Vectrex seem to have trouble with sampled speech on Spike. Will it be okay on the Vectrex Mini?
I hope so. The speech on Spike, but also the vectors on Clean Sweep, for example, the mace doesn't display well. When I was in Gamescom, a guy came on the booth and told me he was very aware of all the problem of the vectors on the emulators, and he told me to he could help. He could help correcting that and testing that on the ASP32. And this guy's name is Melban. So I don't know if you heard about Mayval.
Yeah, it rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah, with the Pyrotrex, he helps out with that project.
So he's just one of the best guys in the world. So he offers to help, and I say, of course, thank you so much. Yeah. How much do you want? it's wonderful to have him helping us on adjusting the Vectrex emulator, the VecX emulator. So if we definitely have to modify it for the Vectrex Mini, so there will be a lot of programming around this original and wonderful emulator. But it has, you are right, Chris, it has flaws, and we have to correct that and add our own capabilities, because I don't know if you're gonna do that on for the Mini. But as you know, when you simulate, when you saw the vectors on the original display, you can have more or less light into the vector. Yeah. It could be thinner in the center, bigger at the edge. It's really amazing how they can use the CRT display to adjust the vectors. So I hope we can do something like that on the emulator. I can't promise that for the Mini, but we are going to work very hard to adjust the way of displaying the vectors, the thickness of the vector, the brightness, the trail, if you want to have a trail, mm-hmm. or the glow of the vector. All these parameters can be adjusted. So there will be a menu where you can adjust all the rendering of the vectors for your feeling, as you feel the best rendering for the OLED screen.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because I did notice that on that one again that Eric was using. It got a real nice sort of like line fade, vector fade.
I got that on this one, because on this one, on the original a prototype Eric did for us, we use a PC. It's running on Windows, and so the emulator is easier to adjust. But for the prototype I did after for displaying everywhere, it was easier for me to use a Raspberry Pi. So it was on Raspberry Pi 3 with Recall Box behind that. So because I know very well the guys from Recall Box. So I think you got a different emulator in England, RetroPie. It's the one more popular in England than Recall Box. But anyway, it works on Recall Box, and it was easier for me to set up the Vectrex Mini on a Raspberry Pi.
Nice.
But I'm working on the white edition to make a prototype of the white edition. It's going to be on Windows, I think, like the first one I did.
Have you had any like software hiccups or anything like that when you've been demoing it, or has it all been sort of relatively sort of plain sailing?
No. It's relatively how do you say? Sorry, I'm getting.
It's like straightforward sort of problem. Free.
It's not really. Yeah,
it's relatively stable, the feeling, the shapes are really fluid, and the little joystick in Bluetooth works really well. No, we don't have a lot of trouble with this emulator. It works well. It's only to have some flaws on some displays, and also the voices on Spike doesn't work, but it's going to be corrected, really.
Yeah.
It's
not, cool. Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned the controller there. I think it is fascinating that you scaled it down, of course, because you had to. But what I'm really liking is the fact that you can use the new controller with an original Vectrex.
Exactly.
And vice versa. Is that right? So you can actually take an original controller
and
plug it into the Mini.
Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah, because people want to use a big controller like an arcade cabinet, and the Mini is gonna have a video out this one is really nice.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a video out. For the video for the Kickstarter, I put a HDMI port, but perhaps it's gonna be a USB-C port. I don't know yet. But because HDMI asks us for, of course, for money, because it's
a
trademark.
You need a license, don't you? I think it's a
license. Yeah. But anyway, we're gonna have a video out, so you can connect your Mini to a bigger screen. And I add the question today on Kickstarter, people were worried about, do I have to turn my TV upside down because it's Tate, but because the Vectrex is in Tate format. I said, I have to say, no, don't worry. There will be a little button just behind the Mini, just on the side of the video out, and you push the button and you change from Tate to horizontal to Tate to horizontal. It's going to be very easy. So you can connect your Mini to a screen that is in your house, a regular screen that you don't have to move it. It's going to be horizontal, and the Vectrex game are going to center in the center of the screen. And if you have a smaller monitor, you can put in every way you want. You can really have a Tate format for the Vectrex Mini game. So it's going to be very simple. Just a simple button behind. You push the button and it changes from horizontal to the Tate format for the game.
Nice.
And with the original controller, you can have some kind of very big experiment on the Vectrex game. It's going to be very fun. So, yeah, I love the idea.
Speaking of original things, I just thought it'd be quite fun to ask this. Are we going to have the buzz? You can have a little. You going to turn it on? Is it like a just a little?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are going to push. I think we're going to push that to very high level, because I've been asked. I think it was in Portland, and it was so funny. A guy told me, are you going to put the buzz sound on the Mini? Yeah. I said, yes, I've been asked many times. So we're going to have a menu and you can put the buzz or not the buzz. And he said, no, please.
No.
Put the buzz, the not the buzz, and the debuzz sound. Because, you know, a lot of people have put a kit in their Vectrex that reduce the buzz, but not completely.
No.
So perhaps we will have three modes. Buzz, debuzz, and no buzz.
No buzz.
So everybody will be very happy with that.
Yeah, personally, nice. I don't feel right without the buzz. I know Jim has other opinions.
Yeah, but I've got the buzz off kit in mind. I can't stand it.
Yeah,
You will be able to choose.
Yeah, that's great.
Cool. With the controller, is the stick analog or is it digital?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's going to
be analog. Not on the prototype because I used 8-bit DO PCB. Right. I very 40 point of soldering into this little joystick. It's very, very long. Just one. And people are breaking it every time because it's so fragile. So anyway... I think it's a fourth or fifth time I'm replacing the basis of the joystick because people are too strong on this little joystick that's not going to be like this in the final product, because this one is on only Switch, because the 8-bit DO hardware works on Switch only. But the real one will have some kind of joystick, like a drone joystick, you know. It's going to be analog joystick. So, yeah, it's going to be very close to the original feeling of the original joystick for the Vectrex.
One of the stretch goals was a cartridge. What was that about? Yeah.
It was also an Eric idea. Because you have a cartridge space on the Mini side on the where you put the SD card, but it's exactly the shape of the original cartridge reader. So we had the idea of doing a mock-up, a fake cartridge you can put in to look like if there is a cartridge inside the Mini. So it's going to be a small accessory you're going to put on the side. And it fits into the cartridge port like an original cartridge, and if I want to make an homage to Sean Kelly, I will put perhaps a sticker of multi-cart on it. Yeah, on the fake on the fake cartridge. Yeah, I'm not sure he's going to appreciate that, but
I would ask reminds him. Me of the micro drives you can get for the Spectrum Next, but it's that an SD card reader, and they look like micro drives, but they're really not. You know, that's a nice
exactly.
idea.
I think it's going to be fun.
Sega did it, didn't they? With the Mega Drive Mini, you could recreate the Tower of Power.
I love it. I've got the real one. It's such a pain in the ass to have this working right.
I've got a Tower of Power and it's fine, but I'm terrified of like how many caps have blown on it. I know it's probably leaked everywhere, but it still works. So like, fine, I'm going to leave it alone.
Cool.
But I'll just have to ask this one last question, I think, and we'll wrap up. But any personal favourite Vectrex games? I'm sure you've been asked this before, but what's your go-to? Like, apart from...
That's a fun story because I've been asked this question when I was going to the Gamescom. I was in the street. You mentioned that was close to 300,000 people attending to the Gamescom. So we were on the street, going to the Gamescom to make our booths. And we had these big Vectrex boxes. And a guy, an American guy, asked me, he told me, oh, I love the Vectrex. It's an amazing console. It was such a great console. One of my favorites. I said, me too. And he asked me your question. He asked me, what is your favorite Vectrex game? And I said, of course. Mindstorm was included with the Vectrex, and it's such a hit. It's such a great game. But if I have to pick one I love, really, I think Scramble is the best adaptation on the Vectrex.
It is amazing. Absolutely
it's amazing from the arcade to the Vectrex. And the guy smiled. And he looked at me and he pointed his fingers on his chest and he said, it's mine. I said, why mine? It's yours? Yeah, I'm the vice president of Konami US and I'm in charge of licensing. If you want Scramble into your Vectrex Mini, take my card and contact me. So that's the first time I'm telling this story just for you. But that was really a sign from the destiny. Among thousands of people, one guy, I was not talking to him, one guy talked to me because he loved the Vectrex console really much. And he was the guy I need to ask for if I want to have Scramble into the Mini. So we started to discuss that, but... as you know, big companies like Konami, Atari, Bandai, and all the they don't like very much a kickstarting project because they are afraid, and I can understand that it could be failed, and it's not very good for their image. So that's why I told him, okay, let's wait until the Kickstarter starts. And if it works well, I will go back to you because I don't need Scramble into the Mini to sell the Mini. I need because people are interested into the console, not the game, because they can put all the games they want through the SD card. But now I'm going to contact them and I'm going to contact Atari because they got the IP for Berserk. And I really would like to have Berserk and Scramble into the Mini for the 14 games that will be released with the console. So it's not done. I'm not sure it's going to be done, but I'm gonna try my best to have these two titles for the Mini because really Scramble is probably the best game on the Vectrex after Mindstorm or like Mindstorm.
Yeah, I think the port of the personally, I really like the Pole Position port on there as well.
It's Bandai. But these games are great, but these are original games from 83.
Yes.
Since then, there are a lot of homebrews. Like behind me, I've got all the Christoph games like Vector Pilot, Vector Patrol, Vectrexian, and that's just crazy games. Virzon is a crazy game, and yeah. and so much more. So since then, there are so many homebrews, great homebrews that have been released that are going so beyond what they have done in 42 years ago. But yeah. if we talk to classic games, if we talk about classic games, really Scramble is amazing.
Yeah. I've just been playing a lot of Major Tom. That's a fairly recent home brew as well. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I was going to buy that one, Jim, but then my Vectrex died. So
a long story.
Just so sad.
Not so to tragic. Make him so feel sad. Bad about
tragic.
It.
Yeah, tragic. You're right, Chris.
So, David, those two games on the stretch goals, are they going to be classic games or are they going to be new titles?
Probably, yeah. Well, I got to confess, we finished the page for the Kickstarter 10 minutes before launching the Kickstarter.
Right.
I finished the video for the Kickstarter 5 hours before the Kickstarter was released. I work quite very late that night. Anyway, so for the stretch goal, we did that, I think, 1 week ago. And we didn't have a lot of ideas. We got ideas, but didn't have a lot of ideas. So it's going to be part of things we're going to reveal for the next updates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be great to have homebrews or to have new games and things like that. I have big contacts with so many people who wanted to do now programming and games for the Vectrex. So yeah, I don't really know right now, but it can be classic game from GCE. It can be homebrews if I find the right ones. I don't know yet, but yeah, that's going to be 14 games, and as soon as I know all the complete list, I will publish that for sure.
Can I just ask as well, where did the idea for a white Vectrex come from?
Oh, that's funny. Also, I was working with my friends in Taiwan, because for the moment the company who's going to work with me is going to be Taiwanese company, very nice company, and I was looking for doing a special edition. So my first idea was the gold edition, Vectrex in real solid gold, but it would be too expensive. So in fake gold or silver edition, like iron or I don't know, something gray or iron edition or silver edition. Well, and the guys from Taiwan say, "Oh no, David, no. This kind of stuff, glossy stuff, glowy stuff, it's going to be very complicated. You have to paint all the parts and it's not going to last very long. It's going to be crappy. No, don't do that." Okay, what can I do? And they say, white. You mean white plastic? Okay, white edition.
I think it looks really cool. I know it's a bit heretical to say it, but I'm going to say it. I think it looks rather nice.
Yeah. And I've just print the shell in white, and it's really great. So yeah, it's going to be. They have some issues with the transparency of the white plastic. So they said we have to test that, because the white can be a little bit transparent, so you can see some perhaps a little bit inside. It's not transparent, it's not like translucent, you see. So we have to test that. But no, it's going to be really great. And I love the idea of the white. And when I made the bundle black and white, I was thinking of one of my favorite games from April 2. I was playing that on April 2. It was Archon. Archon was a great game. The battle between the dark and the white. And when I thought of the logo I put on the black and white edition, I thought to Archon. So yeah, I love the idea, and that's open to making more special edition. So people ask why the price is so high, €229. How can you justify that? Well, very simple. It's simple because if we want to do white shell, we have to paint them, I think, inside to prevent the transparency. So it's going to be more complicated to assemble. And also we will have a special box with the white edition on it, because I've got ideas. Perhaps it's going to be the regular box, but with a sleeve on it, a transparent sleeve, like on the DVD sometime, and with the white printed on the sleeve, but will cover the black one, you see? Yeah. It could be very nice. I've got many ideas for the white edition. So it's going to be a special packaging. And as we are going on to do only, I think it's 250 plus the 250 of the black and white edition, is going to be not more than 500 pieces or 600 pieces. So it's going to cost us a little bit more to do that. And that's why the price is higher than the regular edition, because we're going to produce probably 6,000, 7,000 parts, 10,000 pieces of the Vectrex Mini. It's going to be 10 times, more than 10 times the white edition. So that's why the difference for the price.
That's crazy. Yeah. Was there a moment like where you thought, oh God, what have we done here? Like this is blown up way beyond what we expected.
I can't realize, but you know, it's going to be the same thing. The thing is, all the money will go into my pocket, of course, and I will go to Bahamas for the next 10 years.
Suckers!
No, the thing is, when you got money to do that kind of project, it's more comfortable to do it with a lot of money than less money. Seems obvious, but so it's going to be very comfortable to do the Vectrex Mini, so we can really focus on doing a great console. And I really want to do a great console, because as I told you, I don't want this Vectrex Mini to be the only new Vectrex be released. I want to do more. So I have to convince all the people, all the wonderful people who just backed that project, help us doing it. And I want them to receive their Mini and be very happy with it, because I want them to come back and buy the new product we're going to offer them next year and the year after. So this is really my duty, to prove that we are doing a great job, and people have to be happy with all the product we're going to release for this Kickstarter campaign. The book, the t-shirts, the mini, the joystick, everything has to be the best I can do, with all the people, the wonderful people in Taiwan, and the people who are helping me right now. Melbourne, for example, who offers to help me on the programming. It's just a great guy. And all the people who offers to help me, for example, Dave Dolmer from Toronto, who did the kiosk that we display on Portland. I don't know if you saw that. We have this mini kiosk, but exactly the reproduction of the original kiosk from 82. It's an amazing job. Dave, he got 4 kiosks at home. Original one is from Toronto, and this kiosk has been made in Toronto for Milton Bradley. So he knew where they made that, and he secured some plastic sleeves to be able to mold the new kiosk exactly with the same plastic as the original ones. Wow. It's just crazy.
It looks incredible.
Look at it. It's just, I remember seeing those back in the day.
And Dave did such a wonderful job. So I said to him, Dave, we have to do that for the Mini. We have to produce more of the 5 you did for us And he sent us two at Portland. He keeps three for himself, and he has to because he made such a wonderful job. And I said to Dave, we have to produce that more than five pieces. So he's working on that, on this idea. I don't know how many we will be able to offer to the people who get the mini, perhaps 50, perhaps 100. It's not going to be a lot because he's going to do that himself by his hand, very small quantities.
Yeah, it's not mass produced. So,
No, really not mass produced. And also the picture behind is based on the original advertising that have been made. He's got the masters of this at home. So he used the masters to reproduce that for the mini, but he reduced the number of games to only 12, because after that the picture should have been too tiny, so we choose 12 games to adapt for the mini display. But it's such a wonderful job. It's really amazing. So yes, thanks to Dave. He contacted me. He did that just for us, and as Lawrence did the UV overlays just for us. So many people help us on
well,
this project.
That's a great thing that so many people want to help out and make this a success.
Yeah.
And you guys also with the podcast, with the announcement on the web, and so many journalists and retro fans, they show the campaign, they push the campaign. It's just, well, that's why also it's successful. Thanks to the community of fans, of Vectrex fans. And that's such a great thing, because I have the feeling now the Vectrex brand is back, really back. Because I've got some complaints from guys who said, well, since you've launched your mini, nobody's talk about the anything else. It's just the Vectrex Mini, the Vectrex Mini everywhere. When I write Vectrex in Google, that's the mini that shows up. I get fed up of the mini. Yeah, I can understand the feeling, but it's great because now a lot of people are talking back to about Vector Games, Vectrex, and this wonderful brand. So it's not gonna last in 2 months, because we are still going to do stuff. We still want to develop things around the Vectrex brand. So I hope and I think now the Vectrex is really back.
Well, it's great that it's being handed over to new users as well, because the original is now getting out of the price range for a lot of people. It's very expensive, and there's going to be
too expensive.
A lot of people who've never really too expensive. There's going to be so many people who've never really experienced the Vectrex before. Mm-mm-mm. And this, as you say, the screen isn't the same as the original, but it's really close, and you know, it's the closest thing they're going to get to playing the original machine.
The original machine wasn't designed to last more than, 5 years? It was little more.
Most of these things.
Maybe 10.
Even then, it's like they had to be really looked after because they were just toys. I mean, MB Games is just a disposable thing. It wasn't really... That's all
expansible
it was.
It's very expensive,
but that's how they treated them. But it's really interesting that I think the Vectrex Mini... And, of course, it's part of something I wasn't predicting at all, which was the resurgence of the second-generation consoles. I was expecting the Saturn or the Dreamcast or, you know, to get its mini. I mean, yes, the PlayStation did, but instead it's gone back and it's gone to Generation 2. So now we've got the Atari 2600 Plus, we've got the Vectrex Mini, we've got the 7800, now we're getting the Intellivision.
Cool.
I'm just hoping for the ColecoVision. Please. That'd be nice.
Perhaps we would. Yeah. It's great, ColecoVision. Yeah.
ColecoVision
is
awesome.
I love the mini cabinet they did for the Egret 2 and the Astro City. It was really great. I've got that. It's really wonderful. So I love the idea.
In the trailer.
Yeah,
you was telling us a story about the trailer before we started recording. Can you just tell us again for our audience to hear? Because a lot of people are going to be expecting an Australian guy to be on, and instead they've got a Frenchman.
Yeah. Everybody after the video on the Kickstarter, everybody said, English speaking people said to me, and mainly in England, "Well, mate, are you from Australia?" And I said, "No, I'm French." "Why?" "Because you have an Australian accent in this video." I said, "Yeah, it's because I recorded it in French, and I use a wonderful AI program named Agen to translate it in English, because I could have recorded it in English, but my English, my accent, sometimes it's some words are really difficult to say. So, and it would have took me much more time to record it in English, because I'm not very good in French. So in English, it would have been worse. So I use this AI translator, and I think it works really well. It's really impressive what you can do, because it changed your lip sync too.
Yeah, that was incredible.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, scary times. Yeah. We're all doomed.
I watched the video the first time, and I knew you were French. I've seen so many videos. Yeah. You know, I've been following this project big time, so I know what you sound like. And I'm listening to it, and I'm thinking, you sound Australian. It totally threw me. But
I love Bernard, the Rescue Down Under's, you know, the Disney animation movie with Bernard and Bianca that is in Australia, that took place in Australia. I love this animated movie. It's a really great Disney movie. And it plays, and one of the characters has really a strong Australian accent. Yeah, I see what you mean now. I see what you mean.
G'day, Cobber.
Yeah.
Right, any more questions?
I think that's pretty much it. I think we've gone through everything. I think there's one that really is quite heartfelt. So how do you feel now that you've made funding on this? Is it kind of
That's from Chris, by the way.
It's from Chris, from Gage's Love. He asked the question, you know, how do you now feel after all of this that you've been vindicated? Not that you really felt that you needed to be, but is it sort of like exciting, relief? I don't know. How do you feel?
Mix of feelings. Well, I spent... Well, I'm 57, and it's not easy to make a living on your passion at that age. Mm-hmm. I feel great. Don't worry, I'm not going to die before releasing the mini, I hope. I was working in a very big company, my edition company, for 20 years. It was a big one. We start very small. We were only 6 people. And when we sold the company, we sold it to Hachette, and we were 60 or 70 people. So it was we were releasing 30 books every month. So it was really big. We make millions every year because it was a big company. And after that, I was a little bit depressed, because what to do next? And I use the money I've got to raise that mini project, thinking that this could be my final work for the rest of my life. And when I saw the backers, the engagement of the people, the what they say, what they are, the happiness, the commitment, everything, I said, well, that's really, really great. I'm gonna have works for the next 10 years. So it's amazing. They just hired me for my work, for my next work for 10 years. So it's a great feeling, because I've got a wife, I've got 2 kids, and really these last months were very difficult, because that cost me, rising that kind of project cost a lot. Yeah. And I was really starting to run out of money. So, well, it's such a great feeling to see, well, I've got a job now. My job is to do a Vectrex Mini and to do it well. So I'm so grateful. That's the first feeling I've got. So grateful for all the bakers. I'm so proud also because with Priam, my community manager, with Julian, who always believes in my vision, with now Chris, who was so helped me so much. We achieve what we wanted to do. It's not finished. It's the beginning. But it's a great beginning. It's a birth. It's a rebirth, yeah. Really. So yeah, I feel great. How can you feel different? It's really great. It's really great. Thanks to everybody, really.
It's great from our side to see it, you know, doing so well. We're really pleased for you.
Yeah.
And I'm impatient to see you in flesh, guys, because in next week I will be at Crash Event.
Yes.
And you can try the Mini at Crash Event. I will be there. Some of you will be there also.
Yes.
I'll try and get along. And I'm going to see Chris Hill this Sunday.
Chris Hill will be there. And Lawrence will be there. Of course, Lawrence will be there and we'll have a lot of beers.
Oh, he loves his beer.
Yeah.
He's such a great guy. I love him. I love him.
Yeah, nice.
I just had one last question actually, and it was about we've got a crash coming up. I just wondered, like, about the scene over in France. Is there many sort of like expos you all get together with the Vectrex? What's the Vectrex scene like over there? Because maybe it's ignorance on my part. I don't really know anything sort of about that side, the French sort of Vectrex scene, if you like.
Yeah, but the French had the Vectrex. It was released in France in 1983. So you can find Vectrex on Le Bon Coin. Le Bon Coin is like eBay for France people. But we've had the eBay stuff, very heavy way of selling things. But so you can have in France, you can have a Vectrex in good shape for 300 euros. So it's really okay. And people love the Vectrex in France, really. But the community, the retro guys, they are more interesting into Nintendo, Sega, perhaps the next generation of console more than the Vectrex area. Mm-hmm. So and they are younger also, so they don't know what it is. But when I showed that last week in Paris Games Week, there was a lot of young retro fans who just discovered the Vectrex and they were amazed by his look, the rendering of the vectors, and they loved it. So there is a lot of retro fans in France, but not a lot of people who knows about the Vectrex as the German or the English people or the American one, of course. But the community. I will have some. We'll talk about that at Crash Event. But I will have some statistics where people will have bought the Vectrex Mini. The statistics on Kickstarter are very complicated. For example, for the US, every states are listed separately. They can't put US and a name of backers. No, every state, different state. So it's very complicated to have the statistic. I have to work on that. But I think perhaps 20% of the sales are from France right now.
Oh,
but
nice.
Yeah, that's good. And also because I have a very strong community following my work since 15 years, because I started make podcast 15 years ago and a geek podcast at first for 10 years, and we have a very strong community following us. So I've got close to 8,000 followers on X. So a lot of geek, they know me and they are following this project and supporting, thanks to them, this project. But that's why we have a lot of sales in France, thanks to my community. But of course, I think the most the major sales are in the US because they are the it is the country of the Vectrex.
Yeah.
Sure. Good.
Well, I think we'll wrap it up there then. Yeah, it was this nice nice sign off. Dean, do you want to take us out?
Well, yeah. Firstly, thank you for coming on. We wish you the best of luck with the rest of the campaign.
And, thank you.
It'll be interesting to see just how much you end up making towards the end and how many backers you get. Yeah,
I don't know. Really, I don't know.
That number is just soaring all the time.
We are right now at 600, close to 4,000, 600, 4,000. Dollars, no, close to 700,000. No, I can't say it.
My house is clocking up, isn't it? It's you can have a look, but it's
640,000 dollars.
Yeah, at the time of it's getting there.
It's madness.
Blimey, nearly half a mil. Nearly half a mil. Blimey.
In pound. Oh, yeah.
In pounds. Sorry.
Tell me in pounds. How much is it?
£487,625.
Okay. That's amazing.
That's incredible. Amazing. Incredible. What an achievement.
Yeah.
That's gonna be really cool to do, as I told you, to do the best mini I can.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
We can't wait. That's a thing I've always done for my jobs. I always want to do something I wanted for me. Right. Like for the Star Wars magazine, I was with Patrice. We thought, well, it's not fair. They got a Lucasfilm magazine in the US. And I know Dan Madsen, he was the head of the Lucasfilm magazine in the US. He's a very nice guy, really great. And we said, we have to do that for France. We want that for France. We want that for us because we were Star Wars fan and Lucas fan. So we did it. And after that, for the edition company, we wanted to have science fiction and fantasy book just look like yours, guys. The English ones or the American ones, because we thought the books looked so great in England. And in France, we didn't have that. We didn't have that kind of big books with a painting on it and a cover with that blows your imagination and great authors. Like David Gemmell was not translated in French. It was a shame. So we rise this company just for doing the books we wanted to read. And that's the same thing for the Vectrex. I wanted to have a Vectrex Mini because I'm a real retro fan. I think I've proved it since years.
Oh yeah, we can see your layout.
And I'm a real retro fan, and I'm a real Vectrex fan. So
yeah,
well, that's it. I want it. I'm doing it. That's why.
Nice.
Well, you've got some, you know, good team with having Melbourne on the programming side.
Yeah, I'm so glad he contacted us and ask us if he can help for doing it. I'm so thankful from all these guys who want to help, and it's going to be great for the end of product, of course.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Yeah,
cool. Well, like I say, thanks for coming on, David, and we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, all the best
for
you, David.
Best of luck.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant. From now on, unlike your parents were, you are the secret force of retro sound.
Playing so fast, you're the only one.